Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Shout out to Jazz Evans for that piece. Come home to work all day. This is Which Way Is Up Radio. I am your host, Brian, and with my co-host, Angela. And
hello, everyone.
Oh, yes. And the show that we have for you today is Solutions.
Nation, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to find out solutions for this nation. So do you have any insights to this, Angela?
Just a couple.
Please.
Just a few things. Like, what do we need to start doing with one another? As far as supporting each other's businesses, invest in each other's businesses, open it up businesses, maybe buy franchises and stuff. There's different things we need to do. Black economics equal black empowerment, point blank.
Really?
Really. It's about that money generating in our community to us, for us.
So, Angela, I sent you this list earlier today, and I was seeing if you can just run down those 5 points and just tell them what your thoughts were on those.
Okay, the first one is opening social programs in the community for change. Well, I think that's a good idea, especially to give youth and adults, especially struggling adults, something to do. Different programs so you know how to go interview at a job or even teach skills for different
really?
Jobs
okay.
or whatever. Yeah.
Me personally on that first one, like creating community events, that one, you know, I believe it's a good-hearted, it's very good-hearted. But me personally, I don't think it's enough because we have enough community organizations out there.
Okay.
You know, I believe it's a good start, start of the conversation.
Okay.
But it does not answer that question. What is the solution? How can we get better? And can this community program get us that business or get us this income, or get us this freedom that's so been far promised since Reconstruction when we're emancipated as the slaves? I just don't think, in my personal opinion, that the community organizations, which they are good, they are a great foundational piece, but I don't think that they are the answer.
Well, it just depends on what kind of programs you have there and who's trying to, what are you trying to teach there? Not just a place to be hanging out.
Well, I think it's just like school. It's just like school, okay? Is not school a program, a community program? Is a school not a nonprofit program?
But the education system is not set up for you to open your own business. We all know that. As black people, it's not set up. It's set up for you to work for someone else. So you need community programs to set up to teach how to run your own business. Okay.
Right.
Right.
Well, continue. Okay. So you would make a community program, okay, that will teach people to open their own business, but we have a school system that's supposed to prepare you for life and start a business and actually do those things where you're doing your checkbook, you know, knowing what your assets are, your liabilities are, getting that work, trying to learn how to, you know, get trade licenses, you know, become a mechanic, become an electrician. They actually have high schools out there that actually do that in the public school system. So when they come down to, okay, well, who's running that public school? Because it is a community outreach program.
But everything you named is still teaching you how to work for somebody else. You just named skills for you to be taught to work for someone else.
Okay.
Because if you are a mechanic, you have to have some type of business skills in order for you to run your own shop. You can't just be taught to be a mechanic and you want to have your own shop. You have to be taught the business side, the money side of it all, to open your own shop, to have your own.
Right. Right, but then again, some people are workers, all right, and some people are business leaders. And not everybody can be a business leader, and not everybody can be a worker.
Well,
but the basics of it is, because I've seen these high schools, okay, out there in California, where they actually try to help these students start businesses. It's there. That program is there. It's just we don't have that in our community because we're always underfunded. So, therefore, whenever I look at it, when I say, okay, these community organizations, will they work or can they work? No, of course they do, okay? Just like NAACP, community organization. But then again, we take NAACP, and then after that we look at the donor list, okay, we see a Donald Sterling. All right, and you know about the same Donald Sterling, okay, and everything that's going on with Donald Sterling.
Right.
So therefore, they can be curbed, okay? So these community organizations can always be bought out. So that's the reason why I'm on the fence with them. Don't get me wrong, I agree with them. They're a great piece, in my opinion, but I don't think they're the end-all, be-all.
Oh, no, they're definitely not. But you have to have different kinds of different. You can't just depend on that one. We know the history of certain people and certain leaders in the NAACP. So you depend on just that one.
Right. I'm just giving an example. That's all. You know, W.B. Du Bois, you know, he was part of it. You know, amazing leader. But what's that next one?
Starting your own business.
So what are your thoughts on that?
If you have the mindset to do that, I would say do that. If you don't and you are really honestly a worker and you need to work for somebody, I would advise you to try to go in business with somebody who's a person of color with you, you know what I'm saying, and y'all get in there together. Like, you want to do the working part, let me do the business part, and we still have ownership of it still. Because like you said, everybody's not leaders. But if you need somebody to lead you, at least be part of it as far as you being a part owner of something, still do that, even though you just want to work. I just advise people to try to do that instead, because everybody can't run their own business.
I completely agree with that. Me, just on my own acumen, I could say starting a business, you know, everybody says, okay, you just start a business. It's so easy a caveman can do it. I think that's a piece of it, if you can, because of what we do have. You know, the government has totally just re-regulated and try to pass off things, so therefore we can get things in our hands, in our community's hands. But bottom line is this. They had to pass a Community Reinvestment Act, so therefore that we can actually get loans, so therefore we can start businesses. All right, with this Community Reinvestment Act, it's not even working. Okay, we're still, these banks are still getting sued because they are actually charging our community more money on this interest fees than our other communities. No, Wells Fargo, Wachovia Bank, that's the reason why they went under. No, Washington Mutual, that's the reason why they went under. You know, so for we to say, okay, hey, let's start a business. Okay, number one, the first question comes, just in logic, is this what is this business for and what is its purpose? Because, you know, hey, we can easily start like a nice little auxiliary business. Hey, we can just start, let's make earrings or necklaces. So what is that? How is that affecting the community? How are we helping the community? How is that affecting change in the community? And how is that trying to, you know, help the youth and get out more jobs? Because really that's an auxiliary job, you know, a side job. So therefore you're not really supporting the community. The community is actually supporting you, which is I'm not trying to talk down on nobody who has those kind of auxiliary jobs. Matter of fact, I look up to you because you do have that. But my question is, you know, it's like these youngsters. Where are the businesses, where we can get this stuff? Okay, whenever I got out of college, whenever I got out of high school and whenever I got out of college, where are the businesses in my own community where my dads or my fathers can pass down to me, or my mothers and my daughters can actually pass on to me? Where is that stuff? You know, we just don't have it. Hey, got a finance degree. Hey, somebody might have a nursing degree. Okay, where's the hospital? You know, but where can we make a difference in my own community? Why do I have to go to these other businesses, beg for them to hire me, therefore I can work for you? And then whenever I do work for you, I can't get a promotion. And it's nothing not saying that it's bitter, it's just real talk. You know, and then when you get out there, you're just kind of like, okay, why am I being treated like this way at this job? You know, because it happens.
Well, that's true.
So when a person says, hey, let's just start a business, this will help. Yeah, it depends on what type. You know, what type where you can generate enough income, so therefore you can have some type of influx of influence onto these politicians. Because politicians will listen to the business owner because the business owner will be giving campaign contributions. So I think it's just a piece of it, but I don't think that is it.
Well, I disagree.
Oh, you disagree?
I truly do. I disagree. My thing is, one thing that we have to realize is that when you go to work day to day, are you putting anything aside to start your own business, number one? Number two, do you have a side hustle? Because we all need that to build up money for that business, not for you to go buy a new pair of shoes or a new purse. This is where the problem is. Most people, when they have that hustle on the side to try to build it up, you're not putting your money, or you're not sacrificing enough for you to open your business up later. You're trying to look good, and that's a black people problem, trying to always look good instead of sacrificing like other folks did back in 1920, sacrifice Oh, you got clean clothes on. Hey, you can put that money to the side for you to open your own stuff up. But we always got this issue of looking good and let me go get this purse or these shoes or that necklace over here. You don't need that right now. You have a goal, set your goal, and open your stuff. Point blank. Just saying,
yeah,
it can work.
I'm not saying that it's not going to work, but, you know, think it's a piece.
We have to start somewhere.
Yeah, it is a very valuable piece. But
mm-hmm.
I just don't think that's where it's at, you know. Here, go ahead and what was that third one?
Investing in businesses with other black people. Like we discussed. Because you don't think none of this is going to work. I just want to see, what do you think about that?
Invest in businesses with other black people.
Yes.
I have a different take on this one.
Okay.
I 100% agree with this one.
Really?
The reason why I 100% agree with this one is because we have what's called a REIT. Real Estate Investment Trust. So if we were to come together, pretty much what that means is we all will come together, we'll throw $5 in a pot. So let's say about 10 of us, all of us throw $5 in the pot, you know, we'll only get $50. But let's just take that in the grand scale, but we'll scale it down just for simple math.
Right.
Okay, 10 of us throw $5 in the pot, so that's $50. Okay, and we do that, you know, every week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that every week. Okay, so therefore, together, we built up, you know, a war chest of money. And then with that war chest of money, if we're giving money in there every week, all right, we will buy real estate or buy businesses. And after that, we can get the dividends from that business, okay, or those residual dollars from that business, and after that, compensate us, all right? And then after that, keep on buying stuff, you know, keep on giving. And after that, we have that residual income coming into the trust, and then after that, we can start buying up stuff. So for you to say, hey, just go into business with one person, no, that's cool. That's very smart. Two heads are always better than one. But let's say we can get, like, the bunch come together, and we throw money in a pot, and after that, we actually start buying up stuff and taking over the game, I 100% agree with. But you just starting a business with somebody, you know, let's say me and you just start a business, it's going to be a whole bunch of outlines and, you know, guidelines and a lot of paperwork need to be signed, you know, just to protect each other's entities and assets and things like that, just in case it might go south. But in something as a real estate investment trust, you know, you have a trustee agreement, you have an investment acumen, investment agreement, so therefore you have to give the stuff, so therefore if things don't happen, or let's say we all get a house or we all get an apartment complex that's under us, and after that we can resolve the investment trust. You know, as long as there is some type of goal up there, I believe that can work. That is a very strong building block to me, in my opinion.
Well,
go ahead. What
about you? A little secret I learned from different African brothers and sisters that come over here, they actually do that. Like, they come over here, they go to school, they separated for husband, wife, whatever, you know, living in Texas, you go to school in Oklahoma, get your nursing degree, but they put money in a pot together to, like, raise at least $30,000 a month, give that to one family, let them start their own stuff, and just continue on. They're still all working. But they
oh, yeah.
And we wonder why, you know, they all of a sudden got restaurants or whatever, because this is what they do as a people together.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. So, you know, and slavery is the main reason why we don't trust each other. You know, I'm not trying to get into Willie Lynch letters.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, bottom line is that's how they pit us against each other. You know, of course, in functionality, you know, in theorizing this stuff, you know, of course, our you know, start a business with your brother or, you know, your sister, you know, of course, but, you know, in actuality, you know, it doesn't work. But, you know, if you were to go, you know, rise it up a level, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can actually make that work. That's the level I'm thinking on. Say, hey, let's rise this up a level and let's do it like that. So here, what is that next one?
Opening a black-owned bank or investing with one.
Ooh. I 100% agree with this one. 100%.
Let me know why.
Always open up a black-owned bank. Matter of fact, your own bank. You know, all you need is $250,000, and after that, you can start your own credit union. You know, then with that, you can offer savings accounts, and then after that, you can start from there and start lending, and after that, you print your own money. Investing with one, okay, slash getting loans. You know, you just have to be careful because you got to understand, okay, that black-owned bank, even though that it's quote-unquote black-owned, doesn't mean that actually for your benefit.
Right.
You know, so you have to really watch out because any bank is not for your benefit, you know, and then you have to see what is it doing? Is it, you have to look at its loan portfolio, okay? Is it actually lending out to black businesses, okay? How many black businesses have lent out to and they're actually functioning well and making those payments on time? You know, so you have to look at those statistics, okay, just for you to know that. Then number two, okay, you already know the Fed will own the bank. So regardless of the fact is, you know, banks are always a branch of the Fed.
True.
So that's the reason why banks can print their own money and, you know, do things on call, things on margin. You know, remember back in about 2008, 2009 when they were run on the banks and banks failed and things like that because all those banks
mm-hmm.
were run off on margin. You know, and the Fed, they did not fulfill their cash reserves, you know, so
yeah.
That just happened. A lot of people started defaulting on the loans and people trying to get the money, so therefore the bank failed. So I 100% agree with it, but with anything, always look at the fine detail, you know, make sure that they're for you. Just because something's black-owned doesn't mean, you know, Uncle Ruckus can easily be the head of that business, and after that, it's like, oh, I... You know, white power, you know, things like that. You know, you understand,
God.
So.
Uncle Ruckus,
what
really?
Is that for you? Yeah,
Uncle okay.
Ruckus. You know, there's a lot of them, you know. What do you think?
Hmm?
Angela. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. But my whole thing is, I'm like, stuck in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and banking with a black bank that's open now, like, y'all are really far away. Like, do we need to move to a central location where we can do this with banks that are already established, or just try to do something, you know, where you're at, is my
yeah,
question.
Right. I try to
do
a little bit of both, you know, if that's up to me.
Yeah.
But then again, it's not me. So,
mm-hmm.
So here. What's that last one?
Buying a franchise.
No, I do not like that one. I do not agree with that one.
Why?
Because, like, don't get me wrong, it's just like you starting a business, but you're answering to somebody. Like 100%
when you
all
buy
day.
A franchise.
Yeah, when you buy a franchise. Okay, so let's say I'm trying to get a franchise to Chick-fil-A or I'm trying to get a franchise to McDonald's, right? So what they'll do, they'll put an overseer on you and say, why are you not selling? Okay, this is McDonald's. This is Chick-fil-A. Why can't you sell? This is my brand. Okay, and bottom line, okay, if you can't sell my brand, I will take over your store. Okay, and I will sell to somebody who can. You know, that's what happened with Quiznos. Remember, back in, 03, 04, Quiznos was killing the game. They're killing Subway.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, downturn happens. You know, they over hedged. Now, they're not so good. And then whenever they're trying to get people back in there, okay, you have to pay off liens and things like that because they took back over those stores. So,
well,
they took back over
know.
The stores. Yeah, with Quiznos. Because I know, because I try to buy one. and they told me to put up $12,000. Then after that, pay off the liens, and then after that, we can reopen the store. And I was like, okay, well, cool, let's do it. All right, got approved, got all that good stuff, and then like once I found out, okay, how much those liens were, and I said, therefore you can start using equipment, therefore you can start opening back up the store. All right, what they'll do is they'll know that you're not going to do well, so therefore they'll be able to take all that machinery back out and sell it. And after that, I cooked their money back. Therefore, you're stuck with all this debt. And so that's the reason why I, me personally, like, don't get me wrong, okay, hey, you're getting, like, into, no, Chick-fil-A, okay, you made it, okay, but let's say you get into these little lower ones, no, I don't recommend it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a successful. I can't think of his name.
No, Jamal Madison.
Black entrepreneur. No, for Checkers. Jamal. The hamburger place in Chicago. Checkers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he bought several. You know, he bought one, and then that grew, and he bought several more. And he's pretty much a millionaire right now. But I'm saying some of them can be successful. It depends on what you're getting yourself into. I wouldn't do Quiznos. It's not that popular compared Subway, compared to McDonald's, compared to Chick-fil-A. There's no way you can tell me that you cannot sell anything at McDonald's. I don't care who's in there. Who's working, it doesn't matter. You can't make a franchise work for McDonald's. There is a problem. It's an absolute problem. I'm serious. There's no way. You can't tell me you can't make it. But you're taking a chance doing something at Quiznos or something that's not so popular. But McDonald's, there's no way that you can't tell me you can't build that up.
All right.
There's no way.
So, Angela.
Yes.
Okay, we got about, 2 minutes left in the show. So tell me, okay, what is the, in about one sentence, okay, what do you think is the answer? What is the solution to our problem?
Well, solution is we have to start doing black thinking for all of us as a whole. We have to think about the next man. How are we going to help your brother and sister? How are you going to help yourself to build this economic empowerment up for ourselves? We have to start trusting ourselves, just point blank.
Trust. Okay. Well, one thing I did want to touch on. This is an affirmation special right here. Black History special is I want to touch on the Rosewood Massacre. Okay. So for people who don't know what this is, it's pretty much back in 1923. Okay, that's when our first established out there in Central Florida. We have Rosewood, but it's like we have Tulsa, Oklahoma, where you're at, Black Wall Street, and we actually established our own money there. And what we did, we got in the office, you know, we curbed everything and all that good stuff, and what happened was, the white people surrounding that, they said that a white woman got raped, and they came in and they burned down everything. So what happened was they attacked the government legally. So back in 1993, all right, the Florida legislature actually commissioned, and they actually won, and they actually got compensated. So therefore, they went after them legally, and so therefore, they can get their money. So what I'm saying is this: okay, we need to use the system. Okay, get in the office. All right, and then after that, we can actually take over and win. So that is my solution, and hopefully. We can actually make that happen. So this is Brian signing off. Now I know Angelo. Brian and Angelo signing off. I just wanted to thank y'all for the show. It's a very good show. And tune in next week where we're actually going to meet Angela Martin. She's going to be in the hot seat. We're out of here.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it.